This is our theatre, it's also our school hall. We've designed it so that it would be really state-of-the-art, it would be really professional. These students here are rehearsing for next week's drama festival.
So the focus on performing arts is something that Coppery School has had even before the Building Schools for the Future project.
Absolutely. For years and years, students have gone on to nationally recognised institutions for performing arts. What Building Schools for the Future has given us is it's enabled us to give real state-of-the-art facilities. The funding through Wolverhampton City Council, we've accessed or been given nearly £18 million for our funding for the whole school refurbishment. But a really important thing to us was that every subject to us is equal. Every learning environment for every subject has got state-of-the-art facilities as well.
So I'm in the main theatre now and there's a drama performance happening in front of us and I'm joined by a few pupils. Can I ask you to introduce yourself?
I'm Lehman, I'm in year 12.
So you're a sixth former here, so you must have seen some big changes in your school over the last few years.
Yeah, the change has been incredible. The way the different parts have evolved over the time has been amazing to watch.
Do you almost wish you were in year 7 again, being able to relive it?
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Hi, I'm Olivia, I'm in year 9. I'm in a dance company at school.
What difference does it make being able to do those kind of things in school rather than having to worry about doing it in an outside club?
It's just like a more safe environment. You're with your friends as well, so the new performing arts facilities are like really good compared to how they used to be.
Hi, I'm Joshua, I'm from year 8.
Do you play an instrument yourself?
Yeah, I play the drums at the moment, yeah.
A quiet one then?
Yeah.
So I guess your parents are probably happy you've got somewhere at school that you can practice the drums rather than at home.
Yeah, I've got my drum teacher here. There's not much of a fee.
I noticed when I walked in at the front gates, it says dream, believe and achieve. Does the school help you imagine a career with music?
I think so, but it still helps you in other subjects, maths, English.
I'm Josh and I'm in year 12.
So what are you hoping to go on to do afterwards?
Hopefully become a drama teacher. During my free period, I'll either assist in the drama lessons and help with the younger years because you're getting your own education, but you're getting experience like to develop like communication, confidence and that sort of stuff.
Hi, I'm Sophie, Marshall Unit from year 11 at Coppies. I'm also a clarinet player.
I'm Nikki Lacey, the head of music.
I'm Laura Reese, I'm a dance teacher.
I've just watched a performance from one of your pupils preparing for the opening.
The movement that's happening on the bridge is exam work from GCSE and A-level.
It's a combination of the music and dance departments coming together, so the dancers are dancing to new music.
And to describe the space, when you walk into the school, you've got three-storey high glass reception area with this bridge running through it. It's quite an unusual space to perform in, isn't it?
But it'll give big impact when people come in, and it also will give a more informal feel to when they arrive that they are able to talk and discuss the new school.
And have they choreographed it all themselves?
Yes, the work is purely their work. Flexus Dance Company is based here at Coppery, so they're actually starting on tour next week where they do workshops around schools.
So almost being teachers themselves?
That's it, yeah, they lead workshops with students who perhaps don't get to do dance in their schools.
So that must show there's something quite unique about Coppery and its capacity.
It's really become something that's quite the norm here, but to go out to other schools is something very different and unique for them.